Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love, and we have a segment entitled Praying with Love. But first, I would like to read a scripture. I am going to read to you Ephesians 2 and 10, and I quote, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago," end quote. I have read to you Ephesians 2 and 10. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, before I start with this prayer, I would like to first of all bless each individual who took out the time to even say happy birthday today or to place it on my page. I thank those who, gave gifts out of their heart. I just thank you for the thought. The thought, it goes a long way, and I want to openly appreciate you for that. I want to ask God to extend his hand to you and bless you, because we know we take people for granted sometimes. People don't even have to say happy birthday, and I take none of that for granted. I appreciate you. I pray for you, and I thank you for doing that. That means a lot to me, and I've had an excellent birthday, and I'm looking forward to having just a good time in the Lord and just celebrating my birthday the rest of this month and years, and, I'm just kidding. But I want to appreciate you at this time, and on Facebook tonight, God's will, I am going to personally respond back to each and every one of you, because you personally took out the time of your busy work schedule, or if you was at home or wherever, it doesn't matter. You took out the time to just say happy birthday, and that means a lot. That means a lot, because people don't have to do that. So today we are here. The purpose is to uplift and magnify the Lord. We came to praise the Lord, and we came to pray to our God, because our God is an awesome God. God has kept us. He's blessed me to see another year, and I thank God for that. He's kept you as well. And he's keeping us right now, and we need to thank God for everything that he has done, because he is the reason that we are here. So as we begin to lift up individuals in prayer, and as we begin to extend our hearts out to God, I want you to think about some individuals that you would like to pray for, whether you're listening live now or whether you're going to listen to it a couple of hours or maybe days later or weeks later. This is a segment where we began to not to make New Year's resolutions, but to ask for newness in our lives, ask for newness in the people around us, their lives, as well as those who we know and those who we don't know and those who we're going to know. So we want to make sure that we're keeping everything in a godly manner, where we are uplifting and we're praising God for who he is. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, Heavenly Father, so that we can see another day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, right now, would you continue to uplift and touch those who are in the hospitals, those who are recovering, as we always say, Heavenly Father, those who have just arrived at the hospitals, and those who may not still well, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you give them protection? Would you be the angel of healing? Would you be the angel of recovery? Would you be the angel that goes or that is in the hospital to uplift the spirits of whatever may transpire in that room, Lord? We're asking, would you bless the surgeons who are getting ready to perform surgery, whatever surgery, whether it's minor surgery, day surgery, night surgery, whatever it is, we're asking you, would you bless those, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you bless the babies, Lord? We're asking you, would you look down upon them, Heavenly Father, wherever they may be, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to give them life? Would you continue to help them to grow up to know you and who you are, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, if there is any Christian who is still on milk, would you lead those individuals to the meat section, because we need to save our generation of kids. We need to save our generation and teach them how to walk and talk in the will of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each senior citizen who is on earth. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to restore their minds? Would you continue to give them longevity of life? Would you continue to find cures for different illnesses? Would you continue to bless them, Heavenly Father, and take care of them, Heavenly Father? And if they don't have anyone who's taking care of them, Lord, we're asking you, would you dispense those individuals who are missionaries, dispense those individuals who are preachers and teachers, in order so that they may be overseers of them, so that they may help them on their journey. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just being you, Lord. We thank you for just giving us another day. We thank you for the things you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do. We thank you for those things that you have done in the past, Lord. We thank you for each and everything that you've done, Lord. And we continue to ask that you allow us to begin to appreciate you more and who you are. And we're just asking you, would you keep us in your care, Lord? Keep us in your will and continue to restore our minds and give us wisdom and give us knowledge and give us understanding of your will, Lord. As I said on last week, there are some individuals who are missing. There are individuals who are missing on the puzzle piece, maybe not by their own will, maybe because of anger, maybe because of isolation. But whatever the situation is that someone has left, someone has is missing, Lord, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you find them first, Heavenly Father? And if it be your will, find them and allow them to come back where they're supposed to be, Lord. Lord, we're asking you if there's someone who is missing you, who have neglected you, who have left you, Lord, we're asking you, would you bring them back unto you, Heavenly Father? Lord God, once again, we're just asking you, Lord, would you continue to heal those who are sick? Would you continue to bind the hand of the enemy, Lord? Any enemy who tries to seek destruction, any enemy who tries to seek those things not of you, we're asking, would you bind their hands, Lord? Would you continue to keep our eyes focused on you and our hearts and minds focused on you as well? Lord, we realize and we recognize and we know that there are a lot of individuals out there who may not know you, who do not believe in Christ Jesus, who do not believe in the second coming. But, Lord, we're asking you, would you give them this epiphany where they will know that every knee one day will have to bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. Heavenly Father, if we are too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. Lord, if the spirit of depression is continuing to lurk around the country, continuing to lurk in the hearts of those who love you, continuing to lurk in the hearts of those who are lost, Heavenly Father, we're asking if we could rid of that spirit. Whatever origin the spirit is coming from, we're asking if we could rid of it, because it has taken a lot of people out of here, a lot of the mouthpieces who speak for you, a lot of the hearts who really love you have been taunted, have been destroyed because of evilness. And whatever it is, whatever spirit it is, we ask that it be removed from the hearts, evicted from the minds, evicted from the souls, because those type spirits, once they get into a person, it's hard to get out. But you are a way maker, and we know that you are able to remove any spirit that causes us to stumble. Lord, we thank you for just once again blessing us and taking care of us and waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us a brand new day, giving us another chance at life, giving us another chance to get it right. We thank you, Lord. And we're asking you, would you continue to search our hearts, Lord. Search our hearts for the good things. If there's anything that is in our hearts that's wrong, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you remove it, would you evict it out of our hearts. For we are taught that we should love ye one another. We're just asking, Heavenly Father, would you continue to manifest your spirit, manifest your will, manifest your prophecy, manifest your word, manifest anything that is of the best interest of the people, where we may become better individuals. We're asking you, would you manifest it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we're praying for those who are in bereavement, and it's not just those who have lost someone this week or today or yesterday or day before, but we're still praying for those who have lost someone within the couple of years, the months, because people still deal with those particular issues. And whatever issue it is, we're asking, would you be that void, would you be that rock that covers them, would you be that angel that protects them and helps them and keep their minds stable and keep their eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh all of our help, because we know that our help cometh from you. We're asking you, would you continue to bless the ministry, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, Heavenly Father, where we will be a ministry that fosters the word of God that saves souls all around the world. We're asking you, would you bless our hands, those things that we touch, Heavenly Father, those things that we put our minds to. We're asking, would you bless that to come to fruition and to be blessed, everything that we put our minds to and our hearts to. Lord, we're asking, if it's your will, would that be blessed, Heavenly Father? And not just this ministry, Lord, but other ministries, individuals who are just starting ministries, individuals who have ministries. We're asking, would you bless each person who comes on the show, Heavenly Father, bless their ministry, bless their family, their household, Lord. We're just asking, would you bless everything that they put their hands on as well, Lord. And we're asking that we be appreciative of those individuals who take out the time to do that, Lord. Then, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the sunshine today, Heavenly Father, and we're asking for more sunshiny days, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just the birds to sing, Lord. We thank you for being able to hear. We thank you for being able to see. We thank you for being able to touch. We thank you for being able to walk, Lord. We thank you for being able to talk, Lord. We thank you for being able to just uplift and magnify your name, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, with those individuals who feel like they are far from you, we're asking you, would you bring them closer, would you draw them closer unto you, where they will have a different perspective of who this God is, a different perspective of serving a true and living God, Heavenly Father, because there is nothing dead about serving God. We serve God in spirit and truth, so everything about God is the spirit, and the spirits move. We all know that spirits move from place to place and from people to people according to the unction. When we're in church, we know that the Spirit of God moves, and it's not a program. When the Spirit of God moves, it's not something that's planned, but we know that because of your Spirit, we can come unto you. We can get into the presence of you, Heavenly Father, and understand your will, understand what you would have us to do, understand what you would have us to go, Lord. And we're asking that you continue to uplift and help us. Lord, if there is anyone who is brokenhearted, anyone who is sad, depressed, upset, angry, we're asking you, would you give them that peace that surpasses all understanding? Because we know that those type of emotions bind us and harden our hearts. And because our hearts are hardened, we can't get a prayer through unto the Lord. We're asking that each prayer that is rendered, each prayer that I speak out of my mouth, each prayer that my neighbors speak, each prayer that my family speak, each prayer that my friends speak, each prayer that the people speak, that you hear it and it be sincere, Lord. and we're asking for answers. We're asking for revelations. We're asking for the will of God. We're asking for direction. We're asking for guidance. We're asking for deliverance. We're asking for trust. We're asking for patience. We're asking for understanding. We're asking for love. We're asking for knowledge. We're asking for different things, Heavenly Father, concerning the temple of God, different things concerning the church of God, different things concerning the ministry of God, different things concerning all the elements encompassed around the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We're asking those things today. If there is someone who has prayed unto you, Lord, that mother that has prayed unto you, Heavenly Father, we're asking would you give her that direction, would you give her that understanding, Heavenly Father, to know which way to go. If there's someone caught in a storm, in life's particular storm, those individuals who are caught in the storm, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless them, Heavenly Father, to give them a word, give them a rhema, Lord, give them something where they'll know that they're not in the storm by themselves, Lord. When they look up, help them to see you. When they look to the side, help them to see you. When they look down, Lord, help them to see you, Heavenly Father, because sometime when the storm of life begins to rage and everything falls upon you, Heavenly Father, and the rhema word of God comes, everything is all right after that. Lord, we're asking, would you bless those people who are in the industry who are battling different ailments? We're asking for problems with cancer. We're asking for problems with voice boxes, problems with lungs, problems with legs, problems with weight, problems with eyes, problems with children, problems with finances, problems with spouses. We're asking you, would you rejuvenate them, Lord, because you gave them a gift, whether it's the gift to sing, whether it's the gift to speak, whether it's the gift to teach, whether it's the gift to be a nurse. Lord, you have given them those particular gifts. And because you have given them those particular gifts, the enemy tries to hush us up, so he'll start working on the voice box. He tries to hush us up, so he'll start putting people in positions where they'll have cancer, or he'll start messing with their legs where they can't move. And because of these different elements, people stop the good work that was set in them. They stop. They discontinue it. They don't do it anymore. But we know that we are your masterpiece. We know that you created us as a new creature. We know that you are Christ Jesus, and we know that good things are planned for our lives. We know that. But we're asking, would you help us to have this sustainability where we'll keep moving when the storms of life come, and when those things begin to rage, and when things seem to look dark and dismal, we're asking, would you continue to keep turning, continue to turn that situation around, you know, because a lot of things happen and people just stop. They just stop whatever your will is, but we don't want to play freeze tag, amen. We don't want to play freeze tag with our gifts. We don't want the devil to be able to tag us and we have to freeze. Lord, we're asking you for those type of Christians, for those type of gospel ministries, for those type of speaking ministries, for those type of people, for even the lost. We're asking if the devil has frozen anyone's gift, we're asking, would it be thawed out? We need some heat. We need some sunshine, Lord, so that these people can begin to move back into their destiny. Because it's not so much of people not going to their destiny or not walking in the right direction. It's that they were walking in the right direction, but somehow the devil came and played freeze tag with them, and now they're frozen. So we're asking you, would you quicken their feet, Lord? Would you bless their minds that has now become stagnated in you? Would you give them a rhema word to continue to push them and help them to run to you, to run to the will of God? Because the devil has played freeze tag a little bit too long, Lord. And it, for those Christians who may not know what the term that you gave, freeze tag, Lord, we're asking, would you help them to understand? Would you lead them to this direction? Would you lead them to this broadcasts where they will understand that the devil plays freeze tag. He'll start dealing, first of all, with your health, which is very essential to your body. He knows that God has ordained you to sing. He knows that God has ordained you to speak. He knows that God has ordained you to lead. And he will begin to start attacking the body, and we're asking for those spirits to be wiped out. We're asking for any spirit such as that to be wiped out. Then what he'll do is he'll start playing freeze tag, and it doesn't even have to be snowing outside. You'll get stuck. The devil will play tag with you, and you won't be able to move. You will be stuck in a position where you can't use your gifts because the devil is continuously feeding your mind, and a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And if the devil is whispering in someone's ear, we're asking would you deafen their ears so that they can see that they need to move forward. And just like the woman who had the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I will be made whole. So those individuals who are put on hold because the devil has inflicted them with freeze tag, we're asking right now today if they will be released, whether it's dealing with their health, whether it's dealing with financial issues, dealing with family issues, dealing with anything. We're asking, would you, in your will, Lord, would you release them from the grip of the devil, from the the traps that the devil has set in playing freeze tag, because the Lord says that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And if you are still alive, why are you standing in one position, not moving your ministry, not moving not moving your ministry, you're not moving in the direction of the will of God, why are you standing still? And it's because the Lord has frozen your gifts. And anything that's frozen needs to be thawed out. Oh, yes. Anything that's frozen needs to be thawed out. So therefore, because we're frozen, because the gifts are frozen, the gifts of ministry, because the doctor told you about your voice box, or because you were diagnosed with cancer, we're asking right now, would you unfreeze those gifts so that they can be used? Because I want to correlate this to any time that we have frozen meat, we have to thaw it out. And that's right, before we can use it. But we're asking you, Lord, would you continue to bring the warmth where we can thaw out some of these gifts. We can thaw out some of these people who are stuck. We can thaw out some of the disparities. We can thaw out depression. We can thaw out suicide attempts. We can thaw out family issues. We can thaw out work issues. We can thaw out church issues. We can thaw out car issues. Lord, we're just asking you, would you bind the hands of the devil so he can stop freezing the Christians, so he can stop freezing those who are lost? Because even those who are lost are way out there, and they haven't been able to come forward because the devil has frozen them. And we're asking today, would they be released, Lord? If anybody is missing, if anybody is left, we're asking you, would you provide closure, whatever your decision, whatever your will is. But the devil has halted a lot of things, and we ask for those shackles, for those, that touch of frozenness to be released in the atmosphere today, wherever it is. It doesn't have to be in Bellmead, Texas. It doesn't have to be in Texas. But if it's in Texas, we ask for a release. If it's in Canada, we ask for a release. If it's in Colorado, we ask for a release. If it's in Washington, D.C., we ask for a release. Wherever it is, we ask for a release all around the world, because we have a lot of frozen Christians. And it's not because they want to be frozen. It's because they were at their weakest point, and the devil decided that he would take advantage of them. And sometimes when we're at our weakest point, that's when the devil decides to freeze us that way. We're already messed up, so we're already thinking about things that we shouldn't. And those ministers who have committed suicide were frozen. They know God. They love God. They love their family. And if the devil hadn't have frozen them, then the devil wouldn't have been able to win and use them in a way in which he did. So therefore, we're asking for this spirit. because that's the link, the spirit of depression and suicide amongst the people of God, especially the men of God, the ministry. We're asking for that to be released because the devil has played freeze tag a little bit too long and gone too far. And now the people of God must speak out against this, and the people of God must know that we're not playing freeze tag. We're not freeze tag type of Christians. We still have, the blood is still running warm in our veins. There's nothing cold about us. When we become cold, that means death. So therefore, we are Christians on the move. We are Christians that are moving forward. So as we move forward, Christians, I challenge you all this week and up until December to continue. If you walk and someone's frozen, touch them so they can move. Nobody should be standing still. We all have work to do for God. We don't have any frozen Christians, as printed in my spiritual guide. We don't have any frozen Christians. Everybody is moving forward. So if you see someone who is frozen, please touch them so that they can move on. Okay. And that was a prayer mixed with a message, and I have to allow the Lord to use me as such. I don't have any control over that, but I thank God because it helps me as well. And I want to read this verse. The Lord has placed this on my heart again, and I want to read it to you. And anyone who is going through depression, you're going through, and it doesn't matter if you're a minister or not. It really doesn't matter, because that spirit gets on everyone who allows it to. And if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like the devil is playing freeze tag with you and you're not progressing, you're not moving, I challenge you tonight to begin to pray and ask God to release this tag that the devil has given you. Because you can remove tags because God has ordained you. You are the masterpiece. And this verse simply says, once again, and I quote, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago," end quote, Ephesians 2 and 10. So therefore, we are masterpiece. There's no need to be down. You know, if the devil play freeze tag with you, that's fine. You know, pray to God tonight. He has created us anew in Christ. They said if any man or woman be in Christ, we are new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, there is something new within you. You don't have to wait till the new year to find out what's new in you. There is something new right now. And God, everything that God created is good, okay? But we have to find those good things. And we can't find those good things if the devil is playing mind games with us, the devil is playing tag with us, the devil is playing with our minds, playing mind games, you know? There was a song that says, "My mind's playing tricks on me." And it's a secular song, but it's true. We cannot allow the devil to do that. The devil has no power, dominion over the people of God. And so we have to stop letting the devil attack the people of God. Stop allowing the devil to come into your life. Stop allowing the devil to come into your house. Stop allowing the devil to ride in your car. As Dorothy Norwood said, don't let him ride because he's going to want to drive. Those things, we cannot allow those things. We cannot allow the devil to come into our lives. And whatever spirit this is that is tagging Christians, we're going to have to pray that it be removed, because it's a stronghold. It's even getting into the church. It's getting into the ministry, the men of God, the women of God. And therefore, they're taking their lives. Therefore, they're leaving their families. They're abandoning their families. They're not in the will of God anymore. So therefore, whatever this spirit that the devil has cast, you know, this vision is that he's playing freeze tag and people are just standing still. You have a gift. You know, if as long as you can sing, continue to sing. Pray to God and continue to sing. If your back is hurting you, sit down and sing. If your legs are hurting you, then get you some help and continue to do what God has asked you to do, because God will never ask you to do something that you can't do. So therefore, we can't be stagnated. We can't allow the devil to take control of our lives. He has no power. He has no dominion. So as you begin to pray for these, for this tag, this freeze tag game to be over, then you need to progress or get into position where you can get where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to be, because we have to be in the will of God. I have 1 minute, and I'm going to say this real quick. Be sure to tell your family and friends about the Love, Live, Jesus Up show at blogtalkradio.com/free to love. Fashion Line, Fashion Line, Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out that website by Friday. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, psalmists, poets, writers, community leaders, positive figures, please Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. We have a couple of new features coming on the station, such as Nanny, and we also have music that will be here in 2014 as well. I will have individuals who I will interview in 2014 as well. I'll put their pictures on my page. In addition to that, I may have a show tomorrow. I have to confirm it. So please stay tuned to my Facebook page. And once again, I thank all of you who took out the time to wish me a happy birthday. I thank you for the gifts. I thank you for the love. And I just ask God, will he continue to bless you? And I am going to personally respond to each and every one of you. Till next time, if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Goodbye, everybody.